what they're saying going on around town. The people are saying you're gonna put the kid down on that. Oh, look at what you do. You can call it what you want. I call it messing with the kid.
From Pocket Lit Productions, it's The Adventures of Carl and Bernie.
This big burly doctor turns and looks at me and he goes, what are you smiling about? You got 6 months to live.
I don't believe you, sir.
He said, I haven't even heard of any.
Hey, Denise, you think there are a lot of doctors out there using the phrase, what are you smiling about?
Yeah, that's not the greatest bedside manner I've ever heard of.
When I found out I had cancer, the doctor said, I'll give you something to cry about, you fucking
anyway,
pussy.
Anyway, baby.
The ads just stretches credibility. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's pretty shameful. Anywho.
Where are you going? I'm dressed up fancy.
The first of this week's three baby showers.
Oh, yes.
AKA the Shoot Me in the Face tour.
You could just stay here and have deviant sex with me.
As tempting and romantic as that offer is, I'm running late.
All right. I'll be here talking to the television and drinking. Cheers.
Carl. You ever think about having some babies?
How's that?
Nice reaction. Smooth.
Hey, aren't you running late? Or,
I'm not making any proposals. I'm just putting it out there. You ever think about it?
I don't know. Why are you?
I'm going to three baby showers this week. Of course I'm thinking about it, jerkass.
Well, I don't know. You catch people off guard with stuff like this, you know?
Carl, calm down. I'm not asking you to come look at a sonogram. I just... You know, at risk of invoking certain cliches, we've been together 2 years and certain clocks are doing as clocks do.
I understand.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And I think you'd be a good daddy.
I'm not sure what led you to that conclusion.
And I'm running late. But, you know, just let it marinate a little. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, hey, Bernie.
Hey, lady. Hey, buddy.
Huh? Oh, hey.
You all right? Is that Real Housewives show really that engrossing?
Denise is talking babies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This is a discussion that's going to require more time than I have available to me right now.
I've got a feeling that's what my therapist is going to say, too.
But when I get back from this date, we'll hash it out a little, huh?
Oh, I'll be here. Do we have any more vodka?
I think that's the last of it.
Well, cough syrup will have to do. Who's your date with?
Alexa, I'm like this close.
Still?
It's not necessary.
You've been like... this close for 2 weeks.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
You know, there's a name for that particular kind of action.
Don't you call her a tease.
Hey, you said it, buddy, not me.
She has a healthy appetite for foreplay, all right? She doesn't engage in sexual congress casually.
Well, that's one way to say it.
I'm so close, dude.
You know how else you might say it?
Don't say it.
Some might call her a sea teaser.
Yeah, well, better than asking me to knock her up.
Out of line. I think her reluctance is not only admirable, but understandable, all things considered.
We done here?
Yeah, I'm all done.
All right, enjoy your night, baby daddy.
Yeah, you're the...
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I fucked up.
No, I remember tonight's baby shower number two. I forgot to take the rest of that pie home with me the other night.
No, I mean, I fucked something else up.
You ate the pie? Seriously?
Baby.
God damn it. Sure, it's no big deal. It was your pie too.
Carl, enough with the fucking pie.
Well, it's easy for you to say. You gotta finish it off.
I didn't eat the pie.
Oh, well, you know, whatever.
Carl, listen to me. I screwed something up. I promised my sister like a month ago that I'd babysit Tyler tonight.
A month ago? Who schedules a babysitter that far out?
My type A sister, obviously.
No, then you're off the hook. Anything planned more than 2 weeks out is assumed to be tentative.
That's not a rule.
I mean, it's common wisdom.
Number one, I don't think it is. I think it's Carl wisdom. Number two, remind me to revisit this conversation if we ever decide to get married.
Whoa, hey, first kid talk, now marriage talk?
This is not marriage talk. I casually mentioned...
A lot of casual mentioning going on this week. That's all I'm saying.
Number three...
It's an interesting pattern.
Number three, whatever the rules are, they don't matter because my nephew's here now and I have to go to Maureen's baby shower.
Who's Maureen?
At work.
Oh my God, somebody got that beast pregnant?
Yes, lovely, thank you. And I really have to go. I can't get out of it and he's in the next room.
You're saying me?
Yes.
You're saying I gotta dress up like you and go to the shower?
Simpler solution is you could watch Tyler.
Who the hell's Tyler?
My nephew.
You know, I've never known a Tyler that I've liked.
Be that as it may, I'm gonna go ahead and keep him around since he's my nephew. And I need you to watch him.
I am not comfortable with this.
Look at it like this. it's a chance for you to, you know, just dip your toe in the old daddy pool.
You know I don't swim.
You know, buddy, I don't think I'm getting enough credit for being square with you on this whole thing.
How so?
I'm just saying, if I really wanted to get pregnant, there's sneakier ways to do it.
What do you mean?
When was the last time you actually saw me take that birth control pill?
What are you getting at, ma'am?
Watch the kid and there will be no shenanigans.
And if I don't?
I make no promises.
Oh yeah? Well, maybe I'll just become celibate.
You want to play the who can hold out longer game with me?
Fine, I'll watch the kid.
Love ya.
Love you too, especially when you blackmail me.
Come meet Tyler. Hey, Tyler?
Yeah?
I want you to meet my boyfriend, Carl.
Hey, how you doing there, big guy?
Hey.
Not much of a talker, huh?
Well, you know.
Is he like, you know, a melanin or something?
Carl.
Hey, I'm just asking. I want to be prepared. You know, sometimes they
Tyler, I have to go to this thing for work, but Carl here is going to hang out with you, and he'll take good care of you. So, you know, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
All right, you boys have fun.
I don't want to do this.
Oh, I'm so flaky. Was I supposed to take one of those pills every day?
Fine. Goodbye. I love you.
I love you, too.
Blackmailer.
Adolescent.
So, Tyler.
Yeah, what?
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, I hear that. You want to go to the park or something? That'd be fresh, right?
Bunch of perverts at the park.
Oh, my.
Are you a pervert, Carl?
Not in a legal sense, no. We could go to a museum.
Museums are gay.
Yeah, they're so gay. They're, like, always trying to, like, date other male museums, try to get married, and...
What?
You just want to stay here and play your video game all night?
Pretty much.
Great, I'm going to go to the other room and eat pie.
Surprise, surprise. Have fun, tart ass.
He's not a plus, little fucker. Hello there, sour cream apple walnut, you saucy little minx. This fucking guy. What a pie blocker.
This pie is going into my face. You're slowing that process down, so make it fast.
Buddy, buddy, buddy.
No.
I haven't even asked you yet.
Yes, you have, and the answer is no.
I need a favor.
I can hardly tell with that triple buddy opening.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
That you're only verbally affectionate when you need something.
Verbally affectionate? What, are you my boyfriend now?
I don't know. You still with Cassie the cock teaser?
Her name is Alexa.
I don't give a shit.
And my favor is kind of directly related to finally closing that deal.
Still haven't reeled that one in, huh?
Dude, I'm this close.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Like, tonight's the night. It has been explicitly stated.
Uh-huh.
And I mean explicitly stated.
So what do you need from me? I'm not videotaping for you again.
No.
Because that was too weird, even for me.
I just got a call for a PA gig.
Okay.
Parking PA gig, dude. It's like the easiest fucking money there is to be made. You get paid $200 to spend the night sitting in a car, making sure no one parks in the spots you've got coned off and no one ganks anything out of the truck. But mostly, you sleep and listen to the radio and smoke pot and get paid $200.
Sweet.
Yeah. This shit is a four-night gig. Lady Gaga's doing a music video in the Village.
Remind me to never watch that.
Anyway, I have to do all four nights or they give it to somebody else. But I put in 2 weeks with Alexa and tonight is, like, on the books.
Okay.
That's where you come in.
You're saying I'm, what, I gotta dress up like you and go have sex with Alexa?
I was thinking more along the lines of you'd sit in the car for me while I sneak out for my date.
What on earth would make me want to do that?
What, are you kidding me? All the fucking favors for you, I'm trying to bang this butt, Andrew.
Not feeling the old charitable urge to just...
All right, plus the $800 I'll make is enough to get me out of your apartment. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, well, you know, now I'm feeling a little.
Lovely.
Except I'm babysitting the niece's nephew, so no dice.
Ah, Jesus, bring him along.
I can't do that.
You guys had something more important planned?
You make a fine point, sir.
Your Denise's?
Yeah.
Sweet. I'll be there in 20.
There's no way this is going to go according to plan.
It could happen.
Wow. We're right, Carl. This is big time fun.
Quiet, you.
I could have spent the night playing video games, but thanks to you, I get to walk around a fucking sketchy neighborhood for a goddamn hour.
Wow, language!
He said it was right off 7th Avenue.
Yeah, no need for a cross street, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it's right up here.
I'm hungry.
What? Here, have some gum.
What kind of ghetto shit is that?
Hey, you watch your mouth, you little bastard.
I need to use the bathroom.
Can it wait?
Oh, yeah. I could hold it for hours. That's why I brought it up to you, dick.
Wow, this kid's a real charmer, huh?
Hey, nobody's talking to you.
Hey, nobody's talking to you either.
I can see why that girl won't have sex with you.
Carl.
I may have given him too much information.
2 weeks. I can close the deal quicker than that, and I live with my parents.
Will you take Justin Bieber here to the bathroom?
Where? It's New York City. I don't see any Barnes & Nobles.
Take him into the bar.
Oh, man, if Denise finds out...
Don't buy him a shot. Just let him use the can.
All right, let's go.
Where's the bathroom?
God knows. Hey, kid here needs to use the John. Do you have a...
Far left door.
Thanks.
That's the far left door.
Yeah, I was right here.
I do not like that kid.
You guys want a drink?
No, we're good.
On the house?
In that case, I'll have a doers.
White Russian.
So how long have you guys been together?
No, we're...
We don't keep track. It's been so long.
What are you doing? You keep your fucking mouth shut or you're going to blow these free drinks.
And have you had him since he was born, or...?
No, he was 7. Actually, his real parents died in a horrible accident with a Mr. Softy truck.
Oh, my God.
I know.
How awful.
Whenever that music starts to play, he's just a mess.
Hey, thanks so much.
Hey, it's the least I can do today.
Since today is the
National Gay Parents Day.
Parents Day for dads. Yeah, right.
God bless you guys.
Hey, God bless you.
Bottoms up, so to speak.
Oh, that is quite good.
Mighty tasty. Yes, I'm going to go along with you on that.
So that bathroom is disgusting.
Hey, that's New York, am I right?
No, like somebody's shooting heroin in there.
Hey, we can't shield you forever, you lovable scamp.
What'd you call me?
I don't suppose we could trouble you for a couple more of those tasty beverages, huh?
Don't abuse it, boys.
Yeah, let's go.
Thanks again, friend. Happy National Gay Adoption
Day. Gay Parents Day.
Parents Day. Yeah, right. Whatever do you, you know, or as well.
I think I might have an idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got the same one. Excuse me, can the boy use the bathroom?
Oh, of course! Hey, happy National Gay Parents Day!
Oh, is that today? Sugar Plum, today is... I forgot all about it.
I swear, if his head wasn't attached,
how about a round on the house?
Well...
Can we go now?
These kids today. Thanks again. Hi, mind if our son uses the little boy's room?
Your son? Of course. Have a seat. Care for a drink?
Oh, we couldn't.
On the house?
Don't mind if we do.
Whippity-doo! Have to go anymore.
Righto, better get this one to a play date.
Excuse me, boy here needs to,
No, I don't.
Don't you talk back to your father, young man.
Father? Hey, happy National...
Yeah, how was about some shots, huh?
Hey, Yellow Valley. Hey, Underpants. Kid needs to tinkle.
Okay. And we're raising the little bastard. How about a little something, you know, for the effort, huh? I am hammered.
Uh-huh. On no money.
This is the best kind of drunk, really.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Free drunk.
Because I'm as free as drunk now.
Getting drunk for free is like getting laid on a sick day.
And who do you have to thank for your buzz, huh?
Kid.
No, me.
Hey, where's the kid?
Huh?
Kid, when you're watching.
Oh, you know, he's around somewhere.
There he is. Look at this little pimp. He's sitting with those two hot broads.
All right, I'll go get him.
Yeah, I gotta get to the job. I'm late, baby.
Hey, Taylor.
It's Tyler.
Oh, shit.
Dude, this kid is wasted.
I'm no kid, baby. I'm 21.
Yeah, okay, try that later when your voice drops.
I'm no kid, baby. I'm 21.
That's not what I meant.
So let's see them titties.
Oh, my God. Now that sounds like a drunk 21-year-old.
All right, Tyler, we better get you home. So thanks for keeping him company, ladies.
Yeah, great parenting, dude.
Hey, eat me, lady.
Oh, my God. What the
yeah,
hell?
Yeah, what he just said. Tyler, what the hell did you drink?
I don't know. These guys love, but they left some stuff on the table.
Oh, Lord.
This one thing tasted like iced tea.
Yeah, here's your location card. Just hang out here, keep an eye on things. Teamsters and a production PA should start showing up around 5.
Mm-hmm.
You right there, son?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's your keys. Try and stay awake.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
over here.
I am not feeling well. I think I'm going to boo.
No, dude. I got my gag complex. If you throw up, I'll throw up.
Okay, it passed.
I'm feeling good.
Shut up and drink your coffee.
That's great, dude. You're going to fill him with toxins and caffeine?
Save it, hippie.
Shit, that's Alexa. I'm so late, dude.
That's all right. Girls love it when you show up half in the bag.
All right, just sit here in this car. And if anybody tries to move the cones and parks, you know, stop them.
All right. So. You cannot tell your Aunt Denise about this.
I ain't gonna say shit, dude. Fuck. Sorry, man.
Ain't my car.
Bernie.
Baby.
You're an hour late.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I got all dressed up.
I can see that. And I am appropriately appreciative.
Are you drunk?
Just barely.
Bernie.
Just a little bit. Just a little. Just like that much.
Unbelievable.
Just barely.
I'm finally ready to do the nasty and you show up an hour late and wasted.
Oh, come on. What's an hour? Be like that.
And my roommate got off work early. The whole night is ruined.
Nah. Don't be such a girl. Come on.
Come on what? Bernie, it's got to be just right.
Baby.
I'm sorry.
Baby, come on. Come on. Let me see the titties.
Sorry, Bernie. You blew it. Hey, Gary.
Hey.
Bernie, have you met my roommate, Gary?
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, I think you have.
What?
Earlier today.
Where?
At Crazy Nanny's.
I don't even know what that is, man.
It's a gay bar.
What?
While I served you and your partner free drinks while your son used the bathroom.
Bernie?
I'm sorry to break it to you, Alex, but this brother's on the down low.
Now, come on. If I was in a gay bar with my son and partner, that's pretty shitty down low, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's true?
I mean, hypothetically. It'd be more like I'm, like, straight on the down low.
Whatever the semantics, you're a liar.
Bernie, you fucker.
No, wait, Alexa, I can explain.
Oh, I'm sure you can, you fucking liar.
No, wait, we were just in there for the free drinks. God damn it. This close.
Stroke Johnny, huh?
I didn't hit it.
This close, though, huh?
No. Far. Far, far away.
Well, those are the brakes. You ready, Tyler? Shit, he's passed out. I'll grab him.
Well, that can't be good.
He's very tired. You awake, Tyler? He's fine. I'll see you at home.
Yeah, all right. Oh, my God, what is it? Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh. And hello, sir. Officer.
Lieutenant.
Perfect.
I was about to come back to the squad car with me, Sean. I got a little balloon. I'd like you to blow it.
No, sir. That's not going to be necessary, sir. Officer.
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant, yes, of course. Listen, here's the thing, man. I wasn't actually going to drive the car, you know?
The car's too late.
No. I'm just supposed to, like, sit in the car.
Sit in the car.
And make sure nobody parks here.
Right. Of course. Come on, you fucking lush. Let's go.
At the park, you know. Right, buddy?
Oh, yeah, man, totally.
Wow, that one had shoelaces in it.
Carl, I need you to tell me the truth right now. Did you get my 13-year-old nephew drunk?
Well, not on purpose. Ugh. I'm sorry, baby. Denise, what are you doing in there?
Taking my birth control pill.
Good call.
Good call. Maybe take two.
I've been asked to report that no actual teenagers were harmed or intoxicated in the making of this episode.
Duly noted, The Adventures of Carl and Bernie is written and directed by Jason Bailey.
In fact, the guy who played the kid, his name is Julius McCabe. He's a 53-year-old gay truck driver from Long Island.
Produced by Mike Hall.
Just, you know, he's really good with voices and shit.
Executive producer Mac Welch.
Because God knows, if we like went out and got a real kid, even if he was the executive producer's kid, and we surrounded him with all this foul language and repulsive content, I mean, that would leave scars.
Yeah. Guest starring Rebecca Dryden, Liam Welch, Dave Monaghan, Elka Marks, Derek Beres, Meredith Jones, Amy Huey, one R. Ernie Silva, and Julius McCabe.
Deep psychological scars for life.
The Adventures of Carl and Bernie is on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, Vimeo, Funny or Die, YouTube, Nudia.tv, MySpace, and at www.carlandbernie.com.
But 53-year-old gay truck-driving Julius McCabe, you know, no harm done. He spends his days at the racetracks, the glory holes, the bathhouses.
Although I think he was a child actor.
Huh. Well, that ship sailed.
Indeed.
I'm Carl.
And I'm Bernie.
Thanks for listening.